So let's review. The Mishnah discusses the pasuk of Hasheves Aveda. Leisira Esher Achicha Oyaseyoy Nidachim. Pchintasel Lechamayr Pchintasel Simlasay. Pchintasel Lechal Aveda Sechicha. The pasuk first specifies four lost items: Shar an ox, Sa a sheep, Chamar a donkey, Simla a garment. And then the pasuk generalizes Lechal Aveda Sechicha all lost items. Zok the Mishnah. Why does the pasuk need to specify simla? It was already included in lechal aveda sechicha. Therefore, the Mishnah explains simla is superfluous to teach ma simla miyuchedes sheyesh besimonu miyesh le'toyven av kol davar sheyesh besimonu miyesh le'toyven chayv lahachris. The obligation of Hasheves Aveda applies only to an item that is similar to a simla, a garment, which usually has a simon, an identifying mark, and it has an owner since the garment is man-made. As Rashi explains, this excludes an item for which the owner was certainly miyayish and has no owner because it became hefker. The Gemara discusses the reasons the other three items are mentioned in the pasuk. Chamar. The word chamar is superfluous to teach that afilu chamar b'simonei ha'ukef. If there was a saddle with a simon on a donkey with no simon, and someone claims both and gives a simon only for the saddle, the donkey is also returned to him. However, from the word simla alone, we would have said b'simanim de gufa. A simon is accepted only for the actual item that it is in, such as the simon of a garment, but not for another related item. Shar. The word shar teaches that fil legiza zinavla, even if he finds a cheap item such as an ox's tail, the finder must return it to the owner. Seh. The Gemara initially says that the word sed teaches legizaisav. Even if he finds a cheap item, such as a sheep's wool, the finder must return it to the owner. However, the Gemara asks, the pasuk needed only to mention shar, but not seh, as the tail is cheaper than wool, and even so is obligated to return it. Then the Gemara concludes, the word seh is indeed apparently superfluous. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Braisa regarding the source for the halacha of aveda she'im b'pruta, pater. There is no obligation to return a lost item worth less than one pruta. The pasuk reads, Asher toivad mimenu mitzasa. The Tanakhama says the source is in the words Asher toivad. The item must be considered a loss to its owner. Prat l'aveda she'im b'shava pruta. This excludes an item worth less than one pruta since it's not a loss to its owner. Rabbi Yehuda says the source is in the word umitzasa. The item must be considered a gain to the finder. This excludes an item worth less than one pruta, since it's not a gain to the finder. Abaye says, Mashmo is darshanik benayo. Mar nafkelim asher tayvat, or mar nafkelim me'umutsasa. There's no actual halachic difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. They merely disagree on which word is the source for this halacha. Rava says that there is an actual halachic difference as follows. Both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda agree regarding b'pruta shehuz l'pater. If at the time the item was lost, it was worth a pruta. But at the time it was found, it was worth less than the pruta. There's no obligation to return it, because the pasuk specifies umitzasa. And both also agree regarding pruta shehukra pater. If at the time of mitzia the item was worth a pruta, but at the time of aveda it was worth less than the pruta, there's also no obligation to return it, because the pasuk specifies asher tayvat. They disagree only regarding pruta shehukra, v'hozlo, v'chazra v'hukra. If the item was worth a pruta both at the time of aveda and at the time of the mitzia, but it was worth less than the pruta in between. The Tanakhama holds the primary sources from asher tayvad, and umitzasa teaches also the time of mitzia. Meshas avedu umeshas mitzia, therefore chayiv. There is an obligation to return the item, because the item was worth a pruta during both the time of aveda and mitzia. While according to Behuda, the primary source is from umitzasa, and Asher Tova teaches mishas aveda ve'ad shas mitzia, from the time of aveda. Therefore, pater, there is no obligation to return this item, because the item must be worth a pruta continuously from the time of aveda until the time of mitzia. The Gemara proceeds with a question. Ibayiluhu, simanim deiraisa oidrabanan? Is a general simon considered valid proof to claim a lost item midairaisa or only midrabanan? As the Gemara explains, Nafkmin laduri gerisha b'simanim. The distinction lies in whether a shliach, a messenger, can use a simon to identify a lost divorce document that was meant to be delivered to someone's wife. This is a deraisa issue, because if this is not the lost get and it was not written lishma, for this woman, ainu megureshes, she's not divorced and remains an eishes ish, who is forbidden to remarry. Therefore, if simanim deraisa mahadrinan, it is a valid siman even regarding the Isra eishes ish. If simanim derabanan loy mahadrinan, it's a valid siman only for an aveda, which is an issue of mammon, because hefke bezin hefke, rabban have complete control of all property. However, it is not a valid siman regarding the Isra eishes ish, which is deraisa. The Gemara attempts several proofs to resolve this question. From our Mishnah that derives from the word simla, mas simla miyuched shesh lo simanim v'yesh lo tovin chayv lahachriz, av kol davar shesh lo simanim v'yesh lo tovin chayv lahachriz, this implies that simla is the source for simanim and simanim deraisa. The Gemara explains, however, tana tovin itzruch alei simanim kedi nisva. Simla is only a source for yesh lo tovin, that the owner was not miyayish. And the Mishnah merely mentions simanim incidentally. The Braisa cites the pasuk v'ha'yimcha adereish achicha oisei. The finder keeps the aved until the owner asks for it. Braisa asks, "Chitala daitcha sheitnenu lekoidim sheidirshena?" It's self-understood that the finder cannot return them before the owner asks for it. Therefore, the Braisa explains that the word dereish achicha does not mean that the owner asks the finder, but in reverse, the finder asks the owner. The finder must inquire if the one who claims the Aveda is a swindler or an honest person. The Gemara initially assumes that the drisha is accomplished through simanim, and this proves that simanim deraisa. The Gemara concludes, however, that perhaps simanim derabanan, and the drisha is accomplished only through edim witnesses who testify that the item belongs to him. The Gemara wants to say that the question of simanim deraisa is actually machlokes in the braisa. Ein me'idin al hashuma. The Tanna Kamma holds Eidim cannot testify for a woman that her husband died and she can remarry based on a wart on the dead man's body. Eidim can testify based on a wart on the dead man's body. The Gemara initially assumes that the machlekes is as follows. The Tanna Kamma holds simanim derabanan. Therefore, it's not a valid simon regarding Eishasish. While Elazar ben Mavoy holds simanim deraisa. Therefore, it is a valid simon even regarding Eishasish. The Gemara says this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all agree that simanim deraisa, and the reason the Tanna Kamma holds that a ward is not a simon is either because he holds shuma mitsuya beben giloi, others may have the same ward, and therefore it's not a simon at all, or siman ha'asuyim lishtan is lachar misa, a ward will change its appearance after a person dies, and therefore it's not a simon at all. While Allah ben Mavoy holds both ein shuma mitsuya beben giloi and simanim ein asuyim lishtan is lachar misa. Or, perhaps all agree that simanim derabanan, and the reason that Elazar ben Mavoy holds that a wart is a simon, is because he holds shuma simon muvaku. A wart is so strong and unique that even mideraisa it's a good simon. While the Tanna Kamma holds shuma lav simon muvaku, a wart is not so strong and unique, and mideraisa it's not a good simon. This discussion continues in the next daf.